This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Dave Wendt, thank you very much for adjusting your schedule a little bit for us today. It's been a little bit wild and crazy here. How are you doing? How is your family? How are the trustees in Foresight doing?
Doing well. I hope your guys are doing well yourself. I was talking with Nick. You guys seem a little bit busy and more hectic this morning, but no problem. Happy to still have the chance to chat with you. Things are going well. Kids are almost done with the semester or getting into finals week as far as the two in college, and pretty soon we'll have them home. So just trying to keep moving forward from there.
All right. Talk to me about this economic stimulus program that you guys put together. You delivered checks to each of the five hotels in Forsyth as grants. You're looking to do something for other businesses as well. How did this come about? How does all of this work?
Well, this was an idea that Jim Peck and I had talked about a while back and discussed with the board, and the board very enthusiastically supported trying to help out where we can. And, you know, we collect hotel tax, and the way we're structured under state law, the hotel tax has to be spent on tourism-related events and stuff that bring people to the greater community. So that's where we end up supporting Decatur Celebration, Shoreline Classic, and other events like that. Well, with all those being canceled, the hotel tax receipts have been down. But what we decided to try and give back, because those hotels are part of helping us support those events, is we came up with the idea that we took $50,000 worth of hotel tax money and issued that as grants to each of the five hotels in Forsyth. We did it in proportion to, you know, what the ratio is of the money that they submit to us last year during this time. And so Jim and I and then Jake Smith, our economic development community relations guy, delivered those Monday afternoon. We took advantage of the nice sunny weather, even though it was a little chilly, and got to visit with each of the hotels, either management or people there, and hand those over and just tell them thank you for their support. And we want to try and help them support going forward. So we're working on something for the restaurants, because, you know, they're really hit hard with this second version of the shutdown and no indoor dining. And it's not like during the summer when we could have outside seating. So we're wrapping up the last details on that we'll be able to try and do our own small version of Forsyth stimulus.
Dave, what are you guys doing as far as monitoring those restaurants and whether or not they're allowing indoor seating, going against the governor's and the Illinois Department of Public Health orders? Are you just taking a hands-off approach, or are you talking about potential fines and you know, how are you policing that?
We're not talking about any potential fines or anything for that. Really, we defer to the Macon County Health Department as far as governance over the restaurants. Like I said, what we're trying to do is figure out ways that we can help support, using whatever we can to help them, get through this and then maybe try and route more business to them, either after the shutdowns or these restrictions are eased somewhat, or even if we can route more business to them, maybe while they're drive-through and takeout only. So, it's different than other businesses, unfortunately, that can still allow people inside at limited capacity. But with the cold weather, the restaurants, I think, are significantly different in the challenges that they face.
All right, Dave, I'm not sure I understand what you just said, but you know, the Macon County Health Department has its hands full, right? I mean, they've given you the advice. I mean, they're following the mandate that the restaurants should not be allowing indoor dining, and I get that they're businesses and you're concerned about their welfare, but let's say it wasn't a pandemic. Let's say people just kept breaking the health department rules and were serving unsafe food. Would you guys take a hands-off approach to that?
I'm not sure what our authority is in that situation. We don't regulate their health. We don't issue a business permit as a village. So, we would work with the health department to, help them, enforce what their rules are. So when you have somebody who as we've seen over the past several years with different restaurants being shut down for health code reasons, I'm not sure the city of Decatur or, if we would have one in Forsyth at the village of Forsyth, we would be notified of what was going on. But I'm not sure. I'd have to check with our village administrator what our actual authority is in that situation from a health code perspective.
Do you issue a liquor license?
Yes.
Okay, so you have control over that.
Uh-huh.
I mean, that's what's happening in a lot of communities. Those are being pulled or being revoked if people are not abiding by what the state says you have to do. I guess I'm wondering, I'm asking not your personal opinion, but just as the board that is elected to sort of serve your community, have you had any of these conversations about what you can or cannot control and as far as following these rules of mitigation?
Yeah, I mean, we've had some discussions as far as what we have influence or what we have, and I've taken some of the phone calls or questions from residents who are concerned about how many people are at a certain store or things like that. And the conversations we've had is from a health perspective when it comes to that. We can make communications of concerns, but without a business license or something like that, we're limited on what we can do other than coordinate with the county.
All right, but you could pass a mask ordinance, could you not?
Well, we could, but to some extent that if that's what's coming out of Springfield, then I what I'm seeing is the businesses that I do business at have a mask requirement themselves already, and me personally, that's my preference for how this should happen is, a business should be able to say, this is what we expect of our customers doing business here. And if somebody doesn't like it, then they can go do business somewhere else or, patronize that business.
Okay. But you are concerned about the numbers, right?
Yes.
I've got a daughter
who's going through nursing clinicals right now. So she's at University of Missouri Hospital doing, working on her nursing degree, and I've got other family members who are involved in the health field. I've got a brother who's a police officer, so yeah, I think the numbers are interesting that they're a lot higher than what I think everybody would like them to be. But I think the hard part is I also don't I don't see how the state or the city or anyone, I think, I saw where the police chief for Decatur was talking about he doesn't want to have his police officers going in and breaking up a 10-year-old's birthday party. As much as we can agree that that's probably not a good idea to have a big family get-together, that's something I personally, as a village trustee, don't want to get involved in trying to regulate what goes on in people's homes.
I didn't ask you about homes. I was talking about public businesses.
No. But that's the next extension too.
On the one hand, on the other, I asked you specifically about what you guys are thinking about as far as Forsyth businesses are concerned.
What I see in Forsyth businesses is masks being required,
and restaurants are closed.
Hand sanitizer everywhere, and limited. What do you call it? Capacity limited. Numbers of people in the stores. Menards, for example, has got a great big sign as soon as you come in as far as what their rated capacity is, as far as number of people in the store, and then therefore whatever the 20%, 25% is that they're allowed. So, that's what I'm seeing as going to Menards, going to Lowe's, having been into a couple stores at the mall, I'm seeing that going on elsewhere. What we've done is we've shut down the library again, so that's gone virtual and online again. So Rachel and her people are working hard to still provide those materials and programs virtually. The park, obviously, with the cold weather coming in, that's pretty much almost already shut down anyway, and we winterized the bathrooms and closed those down over the winter anyway. So the events and things happening at the park, we've shut down or canceled our Christmas tree lighting because it wasn't going to be a good idea to have Santa visits and sleigh rides and hot cocoa for everybody. We're still going to decorate the trees in the park to try and bring that Christmas cheer, but then still try and work with the businesses where we can, as far as to try and help out or what we can do once we get through this and the numbers start going down.
All right, but are you saying that all of your restaurants are complying with the orders of the state?
I haven't been to all of the restaurants, so I don't know who's, you know, I know there's various restaurants in Macon County that have decided to stay open.
Dave, quit doing city against city. I'm asking you specifically about Forsyth. You've said, as a village body, you have shut down everything, the library, you've done all the right things. Are there restaurants that are still allowing indoor dining right now in Forsyth?
I think so. I haven't been to all of them. I don't know who's allowing what. You know, it seems like the numbers are smaller, but like I said, that's one of those that you know, the discussions I've had with David Stroll, our village administrator, is from a restaurant operations that would be a health department enforcement responsibility, as far as you know, serving food and the indoor dining.
Dave, I appreciate it. I'm not trying to pick on you today. I just think everybody just wants to turn a blind eye to the stuff that's tough right now. You guys are doing the responsible thing and the things you control, like the library. Of course you're not going to keep it open because it doesn't make any sense to. Yet we're all going to sort of go, well, if everybody followed the rules, we'd be better off, but we're not really going to make everybody follow the rules. And I just think it's a dangerous path, and it's not all your responsibility. And I apologize, you have to be the spokesperson for all of it today. But
that's part of my job, and but I'm also aware that I have to limit myself to, and our board, as far as what we have authority for and what the board's willing to do. So my personal opinions as one person on the board, you know, I've always tried to be, you know, open and clear with you as far as what my personal opinions are, versus I will always want to be careful about, you know, speaking on behalf of six other people and what their opinions are.
But I think the power of the board is whatever the board wants it to be. You had a literally a person that ran your board that didn't want a liquor store in Forsyth, so you didn't get a liquor store in Forsyth until he left. So, I mean, I think your power is a little more than what you're suggesting it is today.
Well, and you know, if we, as far as, you know, stuff that's ancient history, I mean, you know, that's kind of like, you know, people bringing up leaf burning for the city council or you know, other things that previous boards, I can't speak for or be responsible for what previous boards did or didn't do. I can be responsible for what we're doing now, and we're taking, you know, thoughtful conversations on what we are willing and what we are able to do. So,
Dave, I appreciate it, and I appreciate you moving around for us this morning. And please stay safe and stay healthy. Dave Wendt, one of the village trustees of Forsyth.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.